Tonight, Josh Freddie Freeman returns to Atlanta.
Yes.
Josh will be full of emotion.
I will be happy to see him get his ring tonight. I got to watch Jock get his ring earlier this week, and then the Braves took 3 of 4 from the Giants. Let's take 2 of 3, maybe even 3 of 3 from the Dodgers.
They're like
weekend.
Hensel, so hot right now.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to be okay with this. The Mets are already cracking. Yeah. Every once in a while, you're like, Is it now? Are they going to Mets now?
They're pretty far ahead.
Four games ahead in the division right now.
Four games?
Ooh, yep.
It was a good week. It was a good week. So, I haven't checked those standings all week.
Freddie returns to Atlanta tonight, where he will be welcomed back warmly, right?
Yes. I will be genuinely mad if I hear a single boo. Like, give that guy his flowers.
Everybody is, you know, it's okay. It had to happen. Mm-hmm. It's just one of those things. And the Braves are fine. They got Matt Olson. They're winning.
They got Matt Olson. The two stat lines are comparable. You know, Matt.
It would be different if the Braves like lost Freddie Freeman and he was tearing it up and the Braves were horrible.
Yeah.
It would be different.
Just didn't bother to replace him at all.
And, right.
You know, we got some guy from AAA that we're real excited about. No.
Wouldn't be buying it. Okay, a couple predictions. Will we have a college baseball champion by the time we do this show on Monday?
Yes.
Hmm.
I don't think we have a game 3.
Somebody's going to win 2 in a row?
Mm-hmm.
Who is that somebody, Josh? This is part of predictions.
I've got Oklahoma. Just so cold, so calculated. This has been
so
a business
cold.
Trip for them.
Hey, by the way, the last 2 days of the College World Series, I've predicted 100% accurately.
Wow.
For the last 3 days, I think. Because I had, remember I said, we're going to have one game, and it was going to be the Arkansas and Ole Miss game.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Arkansas would push it. But I thought Ole Miss would win yesterday. And guess what? They did. So, come on. Where's my round of applause?
Oh, yes. Sorry. Yes. Go, Connor. Genius Connor with the great baseball takes.
I will say that Oklahoma wins the College World Series, the men's College World Series. Well, I guess they won the women's College World Series, too, mm-hmm. in 3.
Ooh, okay.
So we'll have baseball on Monday night.
Better for business if it goes 3.
I would say so. I think that it's, by the way, fantastic that it's on the weekend. People will be driving up from Norman. They'll be coming in for the weekend for Ole Miss. Maybe some have gone home, like the other fan bases have sort of dissipated and gone away. By the latter stages of the second week of the College World Series, it's usually just sort of locals filling up the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
I always feel like they should do a better job at like sort of explaining that to people of like, yeah, there's going to be tickets available. It's like, come on down. This event's sort of for everybody. But then you get the resurgence in the second weekend, championship weekend, and I think it should be, you know, 3 pretty good games. That part of it's wishful thinking. You got to like where Oklahoma's at. I think they win in 3. Let's do that.
Okay.
Second prediction. Stanley Cup final. Do the Avs win tonight? Avs minus 180 on the money line. Over under 6. In Denver. Sunday in Tampa. Or neither.
I will go Sunday in Tampa.
Avs tonight.
You're going to have to kill the Lightning. Don't give them any glimmer of hope.
Well, I think
many a team has thought, we got Tampa on the ropes. Let's finish them off. And oh my gosh, we just lost to Tampa.
If they would have won that game last night, we're talking about a real life series.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, it would have been 2-2 heading into game 5. Tonight, but I feel like that that win has a chance to sort of break the back a little bit.
Yeah, tonight.
Not last night.
It ending tonight wouldn't be shocking. That is a demoralizing way to lose that last time.
I think the Avs just get all over them. I think it's like 6-2 or 6-3 or something like that.
They have shown that they have been able to do that throughout the course of this series.
That's where I'm going to go. Those are our predictions for the weekend. Also, does Josh cry at a Freddie Freeman tribute video today?
The money is on the yes cry side.
Are you a happy crier?
I cry at everything, Connor.
Oh, okay.
I cry at everything. So yes, when Freddie gets his ring tonight, I will probably cry. There will probably be a video on
Twitter,
Bally Sports, that accompanies it, and I will watch it, and I will go, I love that man. He almost died of COVID.
Yep. People forget that. And final prediction, will I watch Predator this weekend?
Ooh, it's on Hulu. Your wife's out of town.
She is. Yeah, it's true.
Can you give me 100 minutes of two former governors fighting aliens? Alien.
I'm going to have some time.
You are.
Which is a real changeover from the last week.
Not a heavy sports weekend. No Chasers assignments this weekend for you?
No.
Okay. When did you mow the yard last?
I have to. I might be able to knock that out tonight.
Oh, okay.
This evening.
So yes, I think you're going to get it in.
We are looking at an open weekend, with the exception of one radio show from 11 to 1:40 on Sunday afternoon prior to Game 2 of the Championship Series with Ravi Lula. By the way, stop by the Omaha Baseball Village.
Brought to you by Access Bank. Here for a reason. Yours.
Nice.
Got to give the sponsors love, man.
I might get it done. I may watch Predator this weekend.
Love it.
I will recuse myself from having a prediction.
Love the attitude.
Too close to it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll come back, round things out, get you updated on the poll questions, tell you what to watch next on 1620 The Zone.